guys use for them to do around then? Is it just equipment, situation like usually? Kind of when you guys do your taxes.
Hello.
Hey, RJ?
Yes.
Hey, it's Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. How was your weekend?
Too bad. How was yours?
It wasn't too bad. It was a little hot this weekend.
Yeah.
Where are you guys?
San Diego. Yeah, so the underwriters have a couple questions. So equipment financing is, you know, collateralized, so the piece itself, they wanted to know, they did a little research and they found a couple like online quotes for the same piece, same year and everything, and they're significantly cheaper. So they were kind of wanting a clarification on, you know, if there's a reason why.
The 4,700, the 4,500s are quite a bit cheaper, but the 47s are usually significantly more. That's actually a pretty good price.
Yeah, they sent me the screenshots of them, and it looks like one of them is for $9,800, and the other one is for $8,000.
How many hours do they have? I mean, they're a $70,000 mower new.
Oh, okay. Oh, it goes by hours. Let's see. I don't know. I don't think it has that on there. This one just says 2004 Toro 4700D, 60 HP Kubota turbo diesel. Yeah, that doesn't say anything about ours. So is that a big, like, selling point?
There is. The lower the hours, the better. I mean, the more money, obviously, the hours are, it's kind of like miles for a car.
Okay.
Look by hours. Around here, it's rare to even ever find these mowers because they didn't really make a whole lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe a closer. Usually when I do see them for sale, if they come up somewhere from, like, you know, Phoenix, sometimes you see a lot of them. Down south or out west, you know, it could be a little cheaper, but the problem is down south in those places, those mowers run year-round, whereas you buy one from, you know, northern part of the country, you know, they only get run in the winter, only in the summertime, springtime, whereas, you know, the wintertime they're not being used.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
That would be my guess. I have a hard time finding them I look all the time for them.
Yeah. Okay, and then one more question. While they were looking it up, they came across a link called turfnet.com, and it has your email on there, and it looks like, they don't know if you were selling one for $10,000 or buying one for $10,000, so they're kind of...
Oh, I sold one not that long ago.
Oh, you sold it? Yeah, it's still on there, so they were just wondering, you know, if you were... How that was.
I sold that one for $10,000, so I'm laughing, because the one I sold for $10,000 was a pile of crap, and it was, it sold pretty quick. I didn't really take a listing down. Like I said, that one had quite a bit of hours on it, and it, a couple of decks were rusted a little bit, and actually got it sold fairly quick, but that one has some issues that we're worried about, you know, becoming a maintenance nightmare, so I just got rid of it as quick as possible.
Okay, and so this one that you're trying to buy for the $15,000, is it replacing that one?
Yeah, we've got our older set of gangs that we're using. I bought that one earlier in the year hoping that would be the one that I'd replace it with, but it was just kind of problematic.
Oh, okay, okay. When did you sell that one?
I don't know, at least a few weeks ago.
Oh, so just a couple weeks ago. So the listing just needs to be taken down by now.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I haven't got on there. I didn't realize it was still up.
Yeah, they just wanted clarification on that. Okay, so the price for the mower itself, it goes by hours.
Yes.
Okay, and... What are the hours that are on this particular mower you're trying to buy?
It's got like 3,200, I believe you said, 3,208, somewhere in there.
3,200 hours. Okay, so I'll go ahead and give them this information. I'll let them know that was when you were selling a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, I'll go ahead and let them know.
Okay.
What's up?